listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DMX, and we are happy to start your morning with us.
I'm just testing my mic.
Okay, well, it works.
Are you sure about that?
Actually, that didn't go much
higher. That didn't go, right?
Now it's too high.
Hey.
All right. Well, today we actually...
Your mic's too loud. It hurts.
My mic?
Yeah. Put on your headphones.
It's fine. No.
No, because what I hear in the headphones is what the viewers hear, not what you hear in the studio.
Uh-huh. And I think that my voice is at a perfect level.
Because you lowered it once you put the headphones on.
I cannot confirm nor deny any of this.
I can confirm all of it.
Well, I can deny all of it.
Dang, he got me.
Nice.
Pretty darn good, if you ask me.
Close. So we don't actually have any music for you today.
Or anything for you today.
Yeah, today is actually...
So goodbye. Have a good one.
Yep, it was nice.
What are you looking up?
I don't know. I'm just typing random things and trying to be inspired.
Sometimes when I'm bored, I like go on my computer and then just type every letter like into the search bar. And then like normally it's autofill. And so then I like do... E, for example, then it's like ESPN, fantasy football. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll look there.
Yeah.
Or like I type in P, and then it says, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, what's a good song? Do you know Halsey?
Yeah, she's not very good.
Do you know old Halsey, though?
Yeah, she's not very good.
No, I like old Halsey. I don't like new Halsey. Ghost? Do you know the song Ghost?
I don't want to listen to that.
Do you know the song Ghost, though?
I do know the song Ghost.
Isn't it a pretty good song?
I said no.
But isn't it not a bad song?
It's not a bad song.
All right, I guess we're going to listen to it.
Here at DMX, we try to give you the most mediocre music possible. Sorry, I can't speak today. I think I have strep.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah, so I like the microphone.
Good. I think I can speak louder than you at this current point, for two reasons: because of strep, and because I can control your mic. So I think we're gonna actually listen to Ghost today for our first song.
Yeet.
How about our next song? Hit me up. Let's see. Let's have some Eminem. Clean.
Fack by Eminem. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, it's a good song. Good song.
What about some One Direction?
I'm really...
Oh, what about the plan that we had before?
Wow, no.
Yeah.
No, we'll get some of that. I just want to find one clean Eminem
song. It doesn't exist.
Here's a clean Eminem. Oh, Stan with Elton John.
Stanley.
Deluxe? Is there any in the deluxe? Ooh, what's this? Oh, that's just a
it's
transition.
It's just a break.
Yeah. There's a song called Role Model that I don't even super think it's a song. Also a break.
Oh, another break.
There has to be some...
You're wrong.
There has to be like some edited version that's clean. What's this? There's a song called We Made You. How's that?
Lose Yourself.
I don't like Lose Yourself.
Well, it doesn't have any curses.
It says explicit.
Well, because it's like... explicit themes, but not explicit words.
That's true. I also don't like Lose Yourself. Ugh, come on. I need something.
Okay.
Any song featuring Eminem? Smack That?
That's not clean.
There has to be a clean version of Smack That. Smack That. Oh, see, right here.
What
does
it say?
This is what's next. There's a dirty version, and then there's a clean version.
Are you sure it's a clean version?
It doesn't say explicit next to it.
Okay. Well, let's hope for the best.
All right. All right, give me a letter.
Q.
All right, give me another letter.
Z.
There's an artist that's QZB.
X.
X. We have Native American flute, QAXT new sounds.
Play it now.
Okay, I'm not actually gonna. Why is it only 35 seconds?
We can deal with this. Play it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I could throw down to this. This
heavy. I feel like this is a good like build up for.
This would be like cool, like drop.
Like a remix. You go whoa, da 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 da.
Yeah, and it like drop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You thought that I was gonna ignore Ghost by Halsey.
No.
You're wrong.
Just play it, get it over with.
Actually, Smack, that's first, sorry.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Alright. Smack That, which is by
Akon
and featuring
Eminem.
Eminem. Alright. Enjoy. This is a tasty selection of tunes today.
Yum, yum, yum.
Ready to attack now. Pulling the parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the wardrobe intact now. I feel it on and crack now. Ooh, I see it all at back now. I'ma call them, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now. I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Impossibly being your own. Cat claws, the way she climbs up and down them poles, looking like one of them pretty cat dolls, trying to hold my back through my drawers. Steps off stage, didn't think I saw her. Creeps up behind me and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Plus from the club to the cribs like a mile away, but more like a paddler, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if your gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, girl!
I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow.
My shadow.
Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini. Them rolling women just big booty rolling. Soon I be all in them and throwing D, hitting no less than three. Block real style like we. Girl, I can tell you want me, cause lately I feel you creeping. I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Impossibly bend your over. Look back and watch me smack.
I'm searching for something
that I can reach. I don't like them innocent, I don't want no face fresh. Want them wearing leather begging, let me be your taste test. I like the sad eyes, bad guys, mouth full of white lies. Kiss me in the corridor, but quick to tell me goodbye. You say that you're no good for me, cause I'm always tugging at you, Steve. And I swear I hate you and you leave, but I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? Sleep alone, boy. Got a million numbers and they're filling up your phone, boy. I'm off the deep end, sleeping on that through the weekend. Saying that I love him, but I know I'm gonna leave him. You say that you're no good for me, cause I'm always tugging at your sleeve. And I swear I hate you and you leave, but I like it anyway. My ghost, where'd you go? I can't find you in the body sleeping next to me. Searching for something that I can reach. My ghost, where'd you go?
Slow. 'cause my dreams are bursting at the seams.
That was Fireflies by the City of Owls.
Classic.
Very.
Classic indie pop.
I know what you're probably thinking after listening to that song. This is a staple of our generation and of the indie pop genre. However, I'm confused. Does each Firefly hug Adam Young, the lead singer of Owl City, 1,000 times? Or do only 1/10 of the bug population in question actually give him a hug? Because, as he says, I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs. Mm-hmm. Is it like a hug from each? So,
yeah.
Someone actually posed this question on Twitter to Owl City, to which they gave a pretty insightful response. You will not believe it. Reason number 5 will leave you speechless. So, okay. Owl City, in response to that question, says, I was the recipient of 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs for a grand total of 10 million hugs. As the lyrics of the song clearly state, the average layperson would not believe their eyes if 10 million fireflies were to illuminate planet Earth, nor would the average person conclude by natural instinct that 10,000 lightning bugs, acting as a collective group, are capable of embracing a human being 1,000 times without difficulty. By the same token, a gathering of lightning bugs in such vast numbers form a sort of swarm, and the swarm can collectively surround a human and deliver a hug that a single firefly, acting according to the dictates of its own conscience, simply cannot. Consequently, I was embraced 1,000 times by 10,000 luminescent insects. So, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty crazy stuff, if you ask me.
That is, I would actually say crazy.
Yeah, I'd say so. So, that was a story.
Wow. Well, I think that we kind of need to, like, you know, cool down after that. So, I have a great cool down song for us.
Oh, I have a joke to ask you beforehand.
Oh, I thought we were going to do that afterwards.
Well, this is just one joke. It's a short one.
Okay. Okay.
So, Sam.
Uh-huh.
What's the difference between my dad and your dad?
What?
I don't know.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a good one.
What's your dad's name?
Rory Patrick McQuillan.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Show me his Facebook.
No.
Okay. Almost. Don't worry, I already have it.
Have you been following my dad?
Not in person that much. What?
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, me too. So, if you can find him, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay, and back to the music.
Let's go.
Tell you something. words you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah! It's pathetic how we both get kind of hanging on each other. We're ahead now. Should we slow down? Should we slow down now? Cause I'm getting some kind of shake without you. I think you're moving in too close, but I think that it's my body wanting it the most. Like, how symmetric we both get when you lay beside me. It's phonetic how our mouths grip, almost too tight to the words we're saying. We're in deep now. Should we slow down? Should we slow down now? Cause I'm getting some kind of shake without you.
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun?
Again, stepping now. One of them brand new big boy toys. I do big boy things, I make big boy noise. Cause I know what girls want. I know what they like. They wanna stay up and party all night. So bring a friend.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body, gotta get shorty. Tell her what the young boy gon' do. Damn them chicks with you, gotta be a kid. They pretty thick with a kick that's sick, that need to be hit. So tell me what y'all gon' do.
I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop, drop makes me pop. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop, drop makes me wanna pop. Is it me?
Yin-yang twin star whispering.
Where do you see my? Where do you see my?
Ay. let me fall back. You ain't ready for all that. Have you sleep late, real late? Yeah, taking them long nap. You tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends, switch and meet friends.
Switch.
We could do it all night long and to the clock hit morning. You dig?
He's a man.
That was Run It by Briss Crown. So we got a PSA for you. It's called Summer Food Program Service. Today. Wait, hold on. Give me a second. Sam, this doesn't make sense.
What does it say?
It says today. Like, how do they know what today is? It's not.
We get
it
new
doesn't
one,
say Thursday,
we get,
October
9th. We get new ones printed every day.
Okay, but how do I know that this isn't today from yesterday? Because yesterday, today was tomorrow.
There's a strenuous process to ensure that none of this, no wires get crossed.
No overlap or anything like that? All right, well.
Extreme vetting process.
As there should be.
Wow.
If you don't, you know what, Sam? If you don't like the process in which we're doing everything, then you can leave. It's that simple.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
Anyway, today, Thursday, October 19th, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger and without free school lunches. Many of them will miss meals this summer. Or fall. But even though the... No. Sam? Why is it talking about the summer if we agreed that it was printed out daily?
It is. But as you know, we're actually still... It's a leap summer, so it's a
little
longer.
It is a leap summer, you're right.
Yeah, so that's why.
Okay, even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Uh-huh. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Lovely.
All right, so do you remember last show when Samuel G. McQuellen, Samuel A. McQuellen.
Thank you.
Told some horrible jokes.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. So I've got a good one for you today.
I'm excited.
It's a PSA of sorts.
Of sorts.
So there's this guy. Let's call him... Let's give him a name. What do you want this guy's name to be?
Is this up to me? And
yeah.
Me alone? Am I giving a name to a living, breathing human?
Yes.
That's a huge responsibility. His name is Eggplant.
No.
I named him. You can't just change his name. I'm
so his
father.
So his name is Eggplant, but he goes by Jack for short.
Okay, I'll take that one. I can't control what my child
Eggplant,
does.
Jack, he decides to take an excursion out to the desert.
Uh-huh.
Takes his SUV there, his Jeep Grand Cherokee, if you will, 4x4, about $25,000. Good price on it. Got all the features, navigation, air conditioning, leather seats. It's a pretty nice motor vehicle, if you ask me. Good. So he's driving into the desert, just looking around. Can you hear?
Yeah, no, something messed up. It's fine. We're good now. We're good.
He's so, in the
desert. Yep, driving his.
So he's driving, and then he's approaching a sand dune. He tries to get out of the way, not working.
Ooh.
Tires lose friction on the sand.
Ooh.
Hops over, car turns over, boom, crashed.
That's horrible.
Gets ejected from the car. Luckily, he lands in a soft spot. He's shaken up, but he's okay. So he's like, "All right." Like, the car is totaled. What do? I'm stuck in the desert right now. Because he was trying to go through there to see some sites, like, 30 miles down.
30 miles is a long way.
So he's like, all right. Takes out a cell phone. No service.
Ooh.
Just complete dead zone. he's like, all right, I've got some food, some water, I can sleep in my car tonight, it'll work. So he does that.
Okay.
Eats the food, drinks the water, whatever. 3 days go by, and he's running dangerously low on water.
Uh-huh.
And he's completely out of food.
Really?
Still no one in sight. He decides, you know what? He opens the hood of his car. He takes out some wiper fluid, the windshield wiper fluid, and fills it up in a bottle. He's like, I know this could kill me, but like, if I get too thirsty, I'll need to just swish around in my mouth or something, like get some fluid because there's nothing in sight.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
So that's what he does, and then he decides to go walk and look for help.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay. He knows that he was driving for about an hour before he got into the accident. So going back is going to be treacherous. It's going to be over 60 miles walking. That's not doable for him.
Yeah.
So absolutely. He decides to go west. Goes off on his journey with the minimal amount of water and the wiper fluid that he has. Burning hot. Gets sunburned throughout the day. He walks for 10 hours straight during the day. And then he tries to go to sleep at night. But he forgets the desert gets so incredibly cold at night. But he didn't realize that because he was in his car sleeping the last two nights. But he sleeps for about 2 hours, wakes up freezing. He says, you know what? I'm just going to keep moving. That's the best thing that I can do right now. Keeps moving. And dawn comes, sun rises, starts getting burning hot again. Nothing in sight. Instead, he sees a sand dune in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Runs over to it. His throat is killing him. He's thirsty. He's hungry. He ends up putting some of the wiper fluid in his mouth, just swishing it around, spitting it out so that he can get some sort of moisture in his mouth.
That's so crazy, yeah.
So then he climbs to the top of the sand dune and looks out.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but sand.
Ooh.
And visibility is about 20 miles right now. He's hopeless because he's walked 30 miles one direction, and he can see that for the next 20 miles, there's nothing. He's not sure what to do. Does he turn back? Does he go north, south, back from where he came? And he begins to lose hope. He starts actually drinking the wiper fluid. He's like, if it kills me, it kills me. I'm going to die regardless.
Mm-hmm.
He's drinking the wiper fluid, whatever. Keeps moving on. And he's in the middle of the desert. He's crawling now. His feet are so painful that he can't stand to walk. And out of the corner of his eye, he sees a portion of the sand. It's a little bit darker than the rest. So he starts rapidly crawling towards it. And in the middle of that sand pit, he sees what appears to be a giant red lever. And he's like, oh my God, what could that be? Like, maybe it'll bring me help. Maybe it's an emergency call. And so he comes over. He's about to pull on the lever. And all of a sudden, he hears a voice. Don't! He's like, wait, am I hallucinating or something? Turns around, doesn't see anyone. Reaches for the lever again. Hear the scream. Stop! No! Turns around again, and he looks down, and there's the snake who's talking to him. He's like, I've got to be out of my mind right now. What is going on? And so the snake says, I know you might be a little bit surprised, but don't touch that lever. Let me explain.
Yeah.
So the guy doesn't touch the lever, whatever. The snake says, my name's Nate, and I've been the guardian of this desert for the past 1,000 years. And Eggplant says, he's like, wait, like, I've got to be out of my mind, whatever. Snake says, listen, what are you looking for? I can help you. He says, I haven't eaten in days. I'm thirsty. I'm tired. I'm beaten. The snake says, let me help you out. And the snake bites him.
Wow.
And Eggplant screams out in pain, but then all of a sudden, everything else, like, starts fading away. He's back to good health. And he says, wait, you bit me. How am I feeling better? The snake's like, don't worry about the questions. Like, I'm here to help you. I'm here. I can grant you 3 wishes. What do you wish for?
Okay.
So he's like, Nate says, like, I can give you 3 wishes right now, like, help you out and whatever you need, but I need you to make 2 vows to me. The guy says, okay, sure, whatever. Like, just, here are my wishes. He wishes for supreme knowledge.
Okay, as one would expect him, yes.
Perfect health.
Okay.
and a lot of money. Just,
well, understandable.
Got the big three right there.
Yep.
Snake says, okay, two conditions. One, I want you to show my son, Sammy, around the world.
Okay.
Little baby Snake comes out. Hi, I'm Sammy, whatever. Take him, teach him, whatever. Two, he says, there is a lever, this lever. If you pull it, it ends all of mankind. The world is destroyed if you pull this lever.
Uh-huh.
I entrust you to pull this lever only if the outlook for humanity is so bleak and brutish that you feel like it would be better that humanity would cease to exist than the state of humanity that we see today.
Wow, yeah.
But other than that, you must not pull this lever, but you are the only one that has the power over this lever.
Okay.
He's like, what if I like accidentally like bump into it, or like a rock is thrown? And he's like, if the lever is pulled, humanity will end.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nate says, bring Sammy back to me when you're done showing him around the world, and like, let me know how everything is.
Okay.
Eggplant says, all right, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate magically whips up a car for the two of them.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so then they drive off. Mm-hmm. And for the next couple of years, Eggplant shows Sammy all around the world with his array of knowledge and wealth that he has now accumulated. He's able to go around, just experience the best things that life has to offer. And a couple of years go by, and Sammy says, like, it's time to see my dad now. And Eggplant agrees. They drive back into the desert, and they're approaching, trying to find out where the lever is, trying to find out where Nate is. So then what happens is the car is moving, whatever, and Eggplant starts to lose control of the car again.
Oh, wow.
And it's teetering back and forth, and then he sees the lever approaching in the distance. He's like, oh my goodness, like, what happens if I crash into this? Like, humanity will end as we know it, everyone will die, blah, blah, blah. Sammy screams out, Jack just cuts the wheel as much as he can, skids, drifts, car flips over, crash. And so they're like in a daze, whatever. He gets out of the car, Sammy's okay, Eggplant's looking around. He like puts the car back up, and you know,
yes,
like they just kind of bring it back up. He's got good strength. Sammy helps him out with that.
True.
But what they noticed is the car actually landed on Nate and killed him.
Wow.
And Eggplant, with a tear in his eye, he goes, well, better Nate than Lever.
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening in. This is DMX, WGRH 104.9 FM. I am DJ My Mama Don't Like You, and She Likes Everyone.
My name is DJ El Rano. Good night.